Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There are a couple of things that I'd like to talk to you about today on this episode. The first one is some recent changes to this podcast, which I'm sure you might have noticed. And the second one, well, we'll leave that till later. So first of all, advertisements. I think you have probably heard one at the start of this episode, and what I'm hoping is that it was in English. I've said that my podcast is in English, so I'm hoping that the adverts are too, but I don't actually have any control over these adverts that get placed in, so I'm not sure. Maybe you can let me know. But my feeling is if they are in English, then it's not too bad because it's like a different kind of listening practice that's going on whilst you're listening to these episodes. But yes, the adverts, it's just something I'm experimenting with. I'm just seeing how it goes. I'm probably going to run them for a month and see how I feel about them and also see how you feel about them. I'd like to get some feedback if possible. Personally, I'm not terribly keen on advertisements, but I understand why podcasts have them. And I've been listening to a lot of English podcasts lately, and I think all of them have adverts in. And I sort of thought, should I put them in English Go Podcast? Because I don't really want to. I've never wanted to have advertisements in this podcast. And for, you know, over 2 years, it has been advertisement-free. And I guess I'd hoped that if this podcast became popular, that some very, very kind people would like to support it financially, donate some money towards it to help me continue making it. And that didn't really happen. Maybe about 5 people did that. And just so you know, there's an audience of around 6,000 people that listen to this podcast, which is just crazy. And I've mentioned this a long, long time ago, but when I first started creating this podcast, for those of you who don't know, it was just something that I was making for my girlfriend. I want, who is my wife now, but she was my girlfriend then, and I wanted to help with her English listening ability and her English in general. Because she was sort of at, like, you know, using textbooks and that kind of phase back then, and I managed to get her to quit using the textbooks. We spoke in Japanese all the time initially. She couldn't really have a conversation in English. And I think largely thanks to this podcast and like one or two books that she read, her ability has really come along. Really has. I mean, we can talk in both English or Japanese now. And I was talking to her in English only yesterday, and I thought, she's getting really, really good at being able to understand what I'm saying. And as a result, I'm sort of making my English a bit more natural when I'm speaking to her. So it's actually becoming harder. Maybe she thinks that she's not making any progress, because the better she gets at understanding me, the more hard my English becomes, because I just sort of relax, you know, and sometimes forget to modify, to change my English and make it a bit more easier for her to understand when I'm talking to her. Anyway, what I was trying to say was that I feel like that period is sort of over. And I have said this in the past, maybe 6 months ago or something like that. I said I feel like she has got enough out of this podcast. I mean, she still enjoys listening to it, obviously, but I feel like she's finished with it, really. Like maybe it's helped her as much as it can, or maybe it can still help her a bit, but I feel like it's sort of the purpose of this podcast has been reached. It's almost like I feel like I finished. I've got there. The only reason I'm continuing this podcast now is because so many of you have written to me and told me how much this podcast is helping you. And I thought, you know, I should probably keep this going. This is helping a lot of people with their English. I've seen how much it helped my wife. It must be helping other people too. So that's great. I want to continue. I enjoy making this. But what I'm finding is that my life is becoming more and more busy. I've took on some additional work, some overtime work at the moment. So I am finding it a bit of a struggle to fit in podcasts and work and overtime work, just because I'm trying to get a bit more money, trying to save a bit more money. So I started looking at the podcast as a means, perhaps, of getting some more money. I don't know if it's going to work. Like I said, I'll give it a trial for a month and see what happens. Because if it does work, then maybe instead of doing something like overtime, I can put more effort into doing maybe more podcasts or something like that. And that'd be great. I'd love to do that. I will say that during this sort of trial period, for anyone who really, really hates advertisements, I am going to be doing like ad-free episodes on the Patreon page. And you'll be able to sign up to that for £1.50 a month, Oh, and that also gets you like extra bonus episodes, like double the episodes, actually. I've got like a private podcast that I run every week. So like double the episodes and no advertisements. And for £1.50, I think it's a really good deal. I was actually looking at what other podcasts do, and they charge like £5. And I was thinking, that's a bit steep. You know, that's a bit expensive, that is. Right, anyway, just wanted to let you know, it's an experiment. I'll see how it goes. I want some of your feedback, if you don't mind. Let me know how you feel about this. And I'll take a look at it again in a month's time, and we'll see what happens. Anyway, last thing I wanted to talk about is, well, maybe you all know. I don't know. I don't know how many people keep up with, like, politics kind of news, world news, But we have had a new prime minister. We now have a new prime minister. We've got rid of Liz Truss, thankfully. I saw like quite a few clips like on our news channel, so on the English news channels, of other news channels around the world talking about Liz Truss and sort of like making fun of her and how bad she is and how chaotic everything is in England, what a mess the UK is at the moment. So perhaps you've heard of her name. She's gone now. We have another prime minister. He's called Rishi Sunak. And let's just see how this one goes. But to be honest, I'm not so hopeful. I think the country will... it's been crazy lately. The economy has just been thrown into turmoil, into like a state of chaos, because of all of the damage that Liz Truss has done. So I think it will return back to normal under Rishi Sunak. That is a good thing. But I'm not sure that I agree with all of his viewpoints. And a lot of people are saying, see, he's very, very rich, him and his wife. He married a millionaire. He was wealthy anyway, but he married a millionaire. And I think between them, they're worth something like £700 million, which is just, wow. You know, that's like, what are you doing with that much money? I don't know. If I had £700 million, what would I do? I'm not really bothered by things like fancy cars, you know, like a Lamborghini or a Porsche or something. I'm not that bothered. Porsche's not that fancy, is it? Like a Lamborghini or a Ferrari. Yeah, that's more fancy. I'm not really bothered about those things. And they sort of look like a nuisance to me, like very impractical cars. And big houses, you know, if you buy a big house, you have to fill it with lots of furniture. That's a lot of effort. I don't know if I want to do that. So what? I guess maybe they just have like 700 million sitting in a bank account and it does nothing. I don't know. But anyway, lots and lots and lots of money. And some people are saying, well, how can the prime minister like relate, like understand people who are struggling when he's just put like a 100,000 pound swimming pool in his house, you know, and people are struggling to heat their houses or to buy food. So yeah, there's quite a divide there, having like a millionaire prime minister. Yeah, but then again, maybe some people think, well, he's obviously very good with his money, and perhaps he can help the country with its money. So we will see. I'm not such a... I mean, we have two main parties here. I think I mentioned it before on a podcast, Conservative and Labour. I'm not such a fan of the Conservative Party. I lean more towards the Labour Party, but both parties have problems as far as I can see. Let's see how it goes. Not very helpful, but at the very least, I think the country is going to become a bit more stable now. But I think we're heading into a period of lots and lots of cuts to public services, like cuts from the government. So the money that government would spend on public services, I think that's going to get cut. I think we're going to have higher taxes as well. So, it's more misery, I'm afraid. It's more suffering if you're living here in England. More, everything's going up in price still. Heating, food bills. The price of tea has risen 45%. Oh dear. I mean, if all the price of tea goes up in England, there might be riots in the street. I mean, this is really bad news. You don't want to take tea away from English people. What else? I think like cooking oil had gone up 60% as well as pasta and stuff like that. I don't know. Everything's going up. I lose track of it all. It all just keeps going up. Anyway, that is it for today's episode. Thank you for listening to the very end. yeah, thanks for listening to what I had to say a bit earlier about changes that I'm making, or, you know, experimenting that I'm doing with this podcast. And yes, I hope that you have a lovely day today, or maybe you have already had one. I'm just looking outside at the window as I say this, and I'm looking at the dull grey English skies. I think, am I going to have a lovely day today? It just looks really sort of miserable outside. But who knows? Maybe the clouds will part and some beautiful rays of sunshine will break through the clouds. And yeah, maybe I'll have a lovely day today. We will see. Anyway, I'm gonna get ready and start my job. I'm pretty enthusiastic about it. I'm pretty motivated to do it, which is good. I don't dislike my job at all. I quite like it. This is a different topic. What am I talking about? I'm supposed to be saying goodbye. So yeah, bye-bye. Until next time.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.